Wales at Work, the business programme with Brian Meakin on BBC Radio Wales.
Well, in 2013, a report by the entrepreneur Lawrence Tomlinson for the UK government alleged that the taxpayer-owned Royal Bank of Scotland's Business Turnaround Department, GRG, had artificially distressed businesses in the wake of the financial crisis in 2008. He also alleged the company's property wing, West Register, had profited by buying properties cheaply from firms the bank claimed to be helping. Many former business owners claim their livelihoods were ruined by GRG's conduct, something the bank denies. In 2014, the Financial Conduct Authority commissioned its own report into GRG and it's released the initial findings. RBS has agreed it will refund complex fees paid by about 4,000 small business GRG customers and will set up a new complaints process headed by a retired judge. The bank set up a fund of £400 million for affected firms. RBS's chief executive, Ross McEwen, spoke to the BBC's Andy Verity earlier this week.
Well, first off, the organisation is making a public apology today for the treatment of SME customers that went into GRG between 2008 and 2013. There are many areas there that we just did not get right in handling our customers at a time when they were in major having difficulties in their businesses, and we certainly didn't help in a way that this organisation set itself out to do so. Today we're announcing two things that I think are very important for our customers in the SME space. First off is a complaints process that is overseen by a third party so that people should feel very comfortable that their complaint will be taken seriously and taken through a clear process that will be overseen by somebody independent. And the second one is we are refunding what we call complex fees. And these are a fee structure that when you went into our global restructuring group, there were a number of fees that were applied to customers. So we're going through an automatic process of refunding those to customers. They don't have to write into us. We'll be communicating with them about those fees and actually making sure they get them back.
You're talking about repaying fees, but the regulators identified 9 widespread failings, which it says are systematic. Shouldn't you be fessing up and giving your customers full compensation?
Look, there have been, as you say, a number of areas that we just didn't get right. And that's why we're apologising today. But we're going beyond just an apology. We're actually saying, here's a complaints process. If you think that was done badly by this organisation, we want to hear from you. Take that complaint. And if, you know, if we can put it right, we certainly will. And it's also around the fee issue that we've discussed. We want to put that right for customers as well.
Clive May from Mould is one of the business people who says his company was ruined by an RBS turnaround division, an allegation the bank denies. He gave us his reaction to this week's announcement.
I think you can sum it up in one word, which is whitewash. The original announcement was one of, looks like we're getting somewhere, but the devil's always in the detail. The problems inherent with it is that in the complaint process, the bank will only ever speak to the liquidators or administrators of a bust company. So that means that the SMEs who thought they were going to be compensated won't be able to complain personally.
That's one of the complaints about what's been announced so far. But the FCA's report also found RBS did not artificially engineer the transfer of customers into GRG, and that in most cases, any inappropriate actions by the bank did not cause serious financial stress. Last month, RBS accepted it had let some small business customers down in the past, but denied it had deliberately caused them to fail to benefit the bank. Abhishek Sachdev is from Vedanta Hedging, which provides advice on finance to small businesses. They previously advised small businesses going through the IRHP or Swap Mis-Selling Redress Scheme, and they're also working with complainants against RBS. Our reporter Kate Remington spoke to him earlier.
Clearly, it's a step in the right direction. It's equally frustrating as well, because it's taken a long time to get here. The FCA says they've got limited powers to be able to do anything in this area, which is somewhat disappointing. But it's also disappointing that on the one hand, the amounts that RBS has set aside for this, which is about £400 million, is around the refund of fees. But the refund of fees, I think, is a bit of a sideshow in this, because I can't see many businesses that would have really suffered or gone out of business because of being charged some additional fees. The key areas are the FCA did find widespread behaviours regarding the GRG division not conducting appropriate valuations. Because the typical kind of customer, Kate, you know, we're talking about borrowers here. They're all borrowers. And the most important thing, you know, when you're lending money to someone, what is the value of your property? What is the value of our debt? That's the core basic principle of property lending. So your valuation and any dispute over the valuation is of critical importance.
But even though it says that there were some areas of inappropriate treatment, they've also said that in a significant majority of cases, it was likely that RBS's actions did not result in material financial distress to these customers. So even though they've identified some problems there, they're basically here rejecting the central allegation that RBS artificially put businesses out of business.
Yeah, but I think, to be honest with you, this is, you know, and we've learnt this from the IRHP review scheme, this, I think, is just a clever use of language whereby, you know, RBS may well be cleared of deliberately or artificially putting businesses, you know, out of business. But, you know, when you start looking behind the surface of it, if GRG on a widespread basis, which is what the report, which is what the initial statement says, on a widespread basis didn't conduct valuations properly, I can tell you from all of our clients that we've looked at, when valuations aren't conducted properly, it then causes significant breaches and significant problems for that business, which is far, far greater than just being charged some extra fees.
They've also said that all SME customers transferred to GRG were exhibiting clear signs of financial difficulty. So the suggestion is, given the time this was happening around 2008 to 2013, these businesses were in trouble anyway. So is it fair to hold the bank responsible for them going out of business?
So I think, again, that's not quite clear, because there are a lot of these SME businesses who were only put into GRG because they were missold an interest rate hedging product or derivative by RBS itself. A lot of businesses that we've seen, including some huge businesses in this country who have hundreds of millions of pounds of borrowing, would not have been put into GRG if they hadn't been missold a derivative.
Another issue that has been raised by alleged victims of this was the fact that RBS had a property wing called West Register that they alleged was buying assets at a discounted price, so that there was a big conflict of interest there. That was the allegation. But again, this report is saying that there was no evidence that an intention for West Register to purchase these assets had been formed prior to the customer being transferred into GRG. What do you make of that?
So I find that very difficult to believe. And the simple reason is this. If GRG owns its own property company, which it did, West Register, the only and most important thing to safeguard is you have proper Chinese walls and you manage conflicts of interest properly. That's the most important thing to look at. Yet, the FCA has said in its statement, it has found widespread evidence of failure to handle conflicts of interest inherent in the West Register model. So if there's been a failure to manage the conflict of interest, that, in my view, can only lead to significant losses for that business.
Where can you see this going now? Because the FCA is still considering the full report, isn't it?
Yeah, the FCA says it's still looking at the report and other additional material. We know the FCA is trying to listen to independent organisations like ours, members of parliament, and indeed small businesses themselves. So they're trying to listen, they're trying to learn the mistakes from the IRHP review scheme. But at the same time, as they say in this statement, their regulatory powers are quite limited in this area. We feel optimistic in the sense that we hope there's more transparency, at least this time round, and at least on that basis the FCA has learnt. We're optimistic that at least there's a High Court judge looking at this now, who's heading this up independent complaint process. There are some positive things here to look at, but again, unfortunately, as with everything, it's all in the detail when it comes out.
Abhishek Sachdev there. The FCA is still considering the full report, so we'll be keeping an eye on that story.